This is the brief on training your own GPT. So back in lesson three, we built a spreadsheet-based neural network. But honestly, to truly grasp how an AI works, you've got to stop reading and start doing the actual coding. First up, let's talk about self-supervision, which basically means zero human labeling is needed. You just feed the model a raw text file, like Grey's Anatomy broken down character by character, and it trains by simply guessing the very next letter. It's kind of like an endless, automated fill-in-the-blank test where the text itself acts as the answer key. Second, watching this evolve is totally wild. The output shifts from random noise to actual spelling and eventually to fully fluent grammar, but it'll confidently make up totally fake anatomical structures. So is fluency just an illusion of knowledge? Well, yeah, because the model learns the statistical shape of language way before it cares about the actual truth. Finally, how do we know when to actually stop training? We use loss curves by holding back 10% of our data as a validation set. As long as its mistakes drop, it's learning, but once that stalls while training loss keeps falling, it's overfitting. We really have to ditch the instinct that more training is always better. I mean, overfitting is literally just like a student memorizing the practice exam instead of actually learning the subject. All right, this short explanation is officially over, so it's time to get to work and get coding.